This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you've ever found yourself gazing at a starry night sky, wondering how it all holds together, well, you're not alone. Mankind has been doing that for centuries. And this Saturday, there's a great opportunity to find out some of the answers with Cross Culture. That's a group that meets a few times each year at Penrith Observatory to explore nature, science, and faith. And with me right now on the line is the organiser, astrophysicist and astronomer Dr. Jordan Collier from the CSIRO. Jordan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jordan, firstly, I'm very impressed by your title. What does an astrophysicist do?
Yeah, well, astrophysicists, they just generally are looking at objects in space. There tends to be very many fields within that. I do radio astronomy, so we use big radio dishes to point at objects in space, and you don't really see stars like in the night sky, but you tend to see entire galaxies within radio dishes.
Wow, that's quite amazing. I bet it took a lot of work to become an astrophysicist.
Yeah, I suppose so. all of them have PhDs, so it's very competitive.
Mm. Well, tell me about Cross Culture. What is the group all about?
Yeah, so we started this organisation several years ago since we saw there was a problem that a lot of people misunderstand how to fit science and faith together and whether you indeed can even do so. You'll find that Christians often feel like you have to choose either science or belief in God, and people that aren't Christian also hold this view, and so it's very easy to get sucked into that and feel as though you have to decide between one or the other.
Mm.
But being a scientist myself and a Christian, I was able to see that that's actually not true.
Mm.
And you can hold the two together. They're not mutually exclusive, and they're not completely separate either. They inform one another. And so we started this organisation to start that kind of conversation in the public sphere so people can see that Christians, can be intellectual, and we do have a rational faith, and we have an evidence-based faith that fits well together with science.
I noticed on your Facebook page you say that you strive to create a really non-judgmental atmosphere in the group. Why is that important?
Yeah, that's right. We stress that a lot, and I think it is important because it tends to be this strange belief around at the moment that if you disagree with someone that you cannot love them, and to love them you have to completely agree with everything they say.
Mm.
But that's just not the case. There needs to be very open discussion where we learn from each other, and we're not judgmental. Everyone's still trying to work it out, and none of us have all of the answers. And so it's very much about allowing people to critically think about these issues and challenging them intellectually, and creating that environment where we can respectfully learn from each other without any kind of judgment.
Mm, I love that. Now, your next meeting is on Saturday. You've got guest speaker Dr. Luke Barnes, who's a cosmologist, and his talk is called A Fortunate Universe. What's this talk about?
Yeah, that's right. So he and his colleague, Geraint Lewis, both from Sydney University, wrote this book together, also called A Fortunate Universe. And they wrote 7 chapters together about all the science to do with what we call the finely tuned universe, which is basically how our universe appears to have been finely tuned to allow for life and to allow for it to not be chaotic but ordered, such that you change those physical constants by just the tiniest amount and the universe would either be chaotic or it wouldn't allow for any kind of life. This is something that scientists have known about for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So they both study within this field, and so they wrote 7 chapters together. Apparently only on one minute point they disagreed and inserted a footnote. And then each of them independently wrote the last chapter. Geraint, an atheist, and talked about his worldview of fitting it together by something called the multiverse, which is the idea there are essentially infinite universes and that we just happen to land in the one where everything was right for us to exist.
Wow.
And observe it to be like that. whereas Luke wrote the chapter about his worldview being a Christian and how he fits it together as God being the agent behind the fine-tuning of the universe.
It's not an accident argument.
Yeah, that's right.
Great.
We'll be talking about this and just generally the science behind it on Saturday.
Okay, cool. I also noticed on your Facebook page, you also say that cross-culture doesn't have flawless talks or speakers that know everything. Do you give that disclaimer?
I guess it's related to what we mentioned before about this environment of being respectful. I think that, you know, for someone to get up there and share how they fit it all together, they need to, you know, be able to, the audience needs to understand this is, you know, someone kind of showing their own point of view. They're not going to have all the answers. They're not going to have everything completely, you know, perfect in the way they try and fit it together. And so it's more just presenting, you know, what they are convinced by and whether you find this a compelling point of view. And I guess, yeah, it's related to just that atmosphere of not being judgmental, but starting a conversation.
Mm. Just lastly, Jordan, cross-culture events, who comes along and what kind of responses and feedback have you been getting?
Yeah, we tend to get a whole range of people. So I have quite a few atheist friends from Western Sydney University that have come along. In fact, at the last event, they were part of a Q&A panel where they presented their worldview as atheists and answered a whole bunch of questions from the audience. That went really well. Mm. So there's a lot of people that don't have a Christian belief. There's people from local churches and even out to the North Shore and such that have come, so Christians. There's also people from the universities out there, UNSW and such. So a lot of these people turn up and I guess pleasantly surprised that we're very open and that we're willing to listen to their point of view and that we don't just, you know, have this agenda that we're going to Bible bash them or that we're going to force them to listen to what we say and not care about what they think. So that's been very nice surprise. In fact, one of my atheist friends agreed much more with what we presented than his Christian friend that he invited along. So that was quite funny.
Wow. That's fascinating. That's really great. Well, Jordan, all the best for this Saturday night's event. If you want to get along to A Fortunate Universe, it's on at 7:30 p.m. at Penrith Observatory out at Western Sydney University. And you can get all the details on the Hope website or the Cross Culture Penrith Facebook page. Dr. Jordan Collier, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Can I just mention that it'd be at facebook.com/crossculturepenrith and you can see the event there.
Yeah, for sure. Excellent. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.